Blog Talk Radio.
And a warm welcome to all of you from around the world. I'm Tracy Rhodes from Cellular Healing, serving all creation through spiritual amplification and delving into ancient mystery school teachings for the modern mystic. I am your host. Thank you for joining me. Shall we begin? And welcome, everyone. What a gorgeous morning it is here in Australia. Wednesday is in Australia. Now, as we usually begin, we'll begin with the crystal singing bowl. We'll send forth the light. And then we'll take our first caller, and then we'll have a little bit of a chat about what's taking place with Venus entering Pisces and working with the energy of love and how to bring more love into our lives. So, shall we begin as usual with the crystal singing bowl? Just open your heart, open your mind, and allow the sound to just pour through you to wipe away all the stresses of the day. And as you breathe in, you just breathe in peace, breathe in love. And as you breathe out, just let go of all that no longer serves. Breathing in, breathing out. Fossil fuels and underground water basins of the earth. You see the light pouring into the oceans, rivers, streams, ice sheets and drinking waters of the earth. See the light pouring through the atmosphere. We connect with the element of fire, the element of love. We see this beautiful light again pouring into the earth, into the flame at the heart of the earth, illuminating heart of the earth. We hold the animal kingdom strongly in the ray of love. Mineral kingdom, nature kingdom, and all humanity. We hold all humanity in the light of the star. And today we hold anyone who is known to us personally who is in need of help or healing. Silently we name them now and see them in the light of the star. send forth the light, you receive the light. As you give, you receive. It's universal law. Doing this upon waking and again upon sleeping helps you to connect with that innermost beauty within your heart, the light, your spirit. And the more you send forth love, the more you receive love. So speaking of love, let us take our first caller. And the last four digits are 6949. You're live and on the air. Welcome.
Hi.
May I get your first name? You're welcome.
Laura.
May I get your... Laura. And where, which part of the world are you from, Laura?
I'm in New Jersey.
New Jersey, beautiful. So what's happening with you today, Belle?
I just, you know, I'm looking for work and hoping I get a job soon.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. So would you like to do some work on that?
Yes, I would.
Great. So what I'll do is, how I work is I ask some questions. And by you simply saying yes out loud, allows the energy of what's stopping you from moving forward to just unravel, and also allows what is to come through for you and to help you open and receive more. So by simply saying yes out loud allows this to take place. And I'll also, there'll be a period of silence as well where I'll hold you in a specific ray and a specific energy. So are you happy to go ahead with this?
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay, my first question to you, Laura, is will you allow yourself to let go of the fear of not having a job?
Yes.
Breathe. Start opening your heart, opening your mind. Will you allow yourself to know that you are worthy of receiving all that you have ever desired in your life? Saying yes helps to set it in motion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And breathing in, allowing yourself to receive all the goodness, all the love, all the joy that life has to bring you, releasing all self-hatred, self-loathing, and deep seated sadness. Will you allow yourself to keep the lessons and learning, but let go of all that no longer serves? Saying yes sets it in motion.
Yes.
Breathe. Will you allow yourself to forgive yourself for past mistakes?
Yes.
And realizing that there's never really been a mistake, it's just been part of your learning. Keep breathing. Breathing. You allow yourself to let go of self-judgment and judgment from others. Saying yes sets it in motion.
Yes.
Breathe. Deep breathing. What are you feeling, Laura?
I feel more relaxed.
Beautiful. Just keep breathing. Is there any restriction in your body?
No.
Open your heart more fully. See it opening like a flower opens to the sunlight. Breathing in the energy and essence of self-worth, self-love, and self-respect. Will you receive this now?
Yes.
Breathe. Laura, will you allow yourself to receive a job that you love and you enjoy going to each and every day?
Yeah. I asked for that this afternoon.
Oh, wonderful. Just opening your heart and your arms to receive God's will. Feeling now, Laura?
Positive.
Wonderful. Tonight, drink lots and lots of water. If you can, have an early night's sleep. And each and every day that you wake, just imagine yourself taking your thoughts from your brow down like an elevator into your heart. And ask, either silently or out loud, whichever you choose, how may I serve? And the right job will come to you.
How may I serve?
How may I serve?
Okay.
Because no matter what we do, if we do it from the deepest depths of our heart, with all the love that we have to give, we are serving. Wherever we are placed in the world, whatever job we do, we are serving. So by asking, how may I serve, opens you to so many more options, opens you to what your soul has asked for in this lifetime. How may I serve? And then take notice of any jobs that jump out of the paper or however you search for them online. Take notice of what people are saying around you. If there's a company that's being said over and over again, approach them. You're worthy. You have a great gift to share. And the love that's in your heart is so beautiful.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
And a beautiful life. Much love and great strength to you.
Blessings. Thank you.
Okay. So let's have a look. Today Venus has gone into the sign of Pisces and it will be there until the 20th of February this year. So what happens when Venus is in Pisces? If we think about it, Venus is the planet of love. It's harmony, music, the arts, movement, dance. It's all things beautiful, gentle. It's that feminine, beautiful love, that gentle, wise mother love. But it's also creation. It's a form. It brings things to form. So it helps us to bring our desires, our love into form. Now Pisces, if you look at the glyph of Pisces, it's two fishes swimming in different directions. So one's reaching for the divine and the other sort of, well, occasionally gets into mischief. So it's balancing. And if you think of it, we've just come from the Piscean age where religion ruled and has taught us separation from the source, from God, from the divine, whatever it is you'd like to call it. And we've come into the Aquarian age where we have to remember, where it's time to remember that there is no separation, that we are all one. Everything we face, we create on some level of our being. That everybody we see in front of us is a reflection of us because we are made of every single vibration in the universe. There is no separation. We are made of the same substances as the planets, as the stars. We are made of the same substances as the rocks. We just all vibrate at a different vibration. So when Venus is in Pisces, it increases our capacity. Our capacity to know, to feel, and to express more fully unconditional love. We may feel more tolerant, more forgiving, and more loving at this time. So if you know of the Ho'oponopono prayer, it's a really good time to say that over and over to anyone who you felt that has hurt you in your lifetime, to anyone to yourself if you feel that you have wronged yourself in some way. And I've even said the Ho'oponopono to different parts of my being, to different aspects within my being. Like sometimes when you feel anger, you can feel it around the liver area. If you say the Ho'oponopono to your liver, it actually dissipates that anger and just helps to break it down. So when Venus is in Pisces, it's a great time to forgive. So let's just sound the Ho'oponopono right now because it's really very, very simple and easy to use and really, really powerful. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I thank you. So whether you say it silently to another, out loud, or to yourself, it helps to dissipate the energy that you're holding onto that keeps you stuck. So when Venus is in Pisces, your longing for connection to the divine, to God, the universe, is increased, and your desire to understand spiritual truth will be highlighted as well. So Pisces rules our, it helps to ignite our imagination, and it will help to give our creative process a boost. So Venus is creation in form. We can create something that we've desired very easily now, as long as we take the time to go within, to breathe, to access our own wisdom on a daily basis. The more we do it, the more we receive. And a tricky aspect of this is not being grounded. It's really important to be grounded. Make sure that each day you go and stand on the grass barefoot, feel into the earth, connect with the earth. Sometimes you may need a salt water bath just to help if you're feeling other people's energies, or if you feel you just need to just wipe away the day. Sometimes we feel a little bit grimy and grotty. The salt water bath is just wonderful, a sea salt bath, or a swim in the ocean if the ocean is near you. So shall we, before we continue with our talk on love, let's take our next caller. And the last three digits is 9388. You are live and on the air. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm wonderful. My name is Candace. I come from Louisiana. How are you?
Right, Candace. Very well, indeed. So what's happening with you, Dana?
Well, a few months ago, I met somebody. And I had a very, very strong connection with that person. And we're just friends for now, but I don't know what it is about this guy, but it's a very, very, very strong connection I have with him.
Okay.
And I would love to see where you see this friendship going. Yeah.
Okay. Well, how I work is, I actually help you to just let go of whatever energy is stopping you from either this relationship going further or stopping you from allowing you to receive another one. So I ask questions, and you simply saying yes helps to set it in motion, helps to set the energy of the intention in motion, or to release whatever is holding you back. Are you happy to work in this way?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So, for now, just imagine taking your thoughts from your brow and seeing it just sliding down like an elevator into your heart. And just sit inside your heart. See your heart opening like a flower opens to the sunlight. And just feel the love in your heart. Feel and experiencing self-love, peace, and joy. Can you tell me anything that's taking place with you at the moment, Candace? Within your body?
No, not at this moment right now. Just feeling very, very relaxed.
Beautiful.
Very, very relaxed.
We allow yourself to let go of the need to know where this relationship is going. Saying yes out loud sets it in motion.
I need to let go
of the need to know.
Of the need to know about this relationship.
Yeah. Because when we let go of the need to know, it allows the energy of what is to take place. When we hold on tightly and try and make the answers then see the answers, sometimes we stop what's supposed to be taking place. So what I'm trying to do is just to help you to let go of that holding on to knowing so that you can allow. Be allow this. And saying yes out loud aloud sets it in motion.
Let it go, Kansas. Let it go.
Just breathing. It doesn't mean that it's going to go anywhere. It just means that you open to the energy of what is to be. Will you allow this now? Just keep breathing. You allow yourself to let your heart rule your mind. Keep breathing. Keep breathing. You allow yourself to let go of the possibility of making a mistake. And trust more fully and have more faith in your own internal wisdom. Will you allow this now, Candace?
Yes.
Breathe. Keep breathing. Keep breathing. Can you tell me what you're feeling in your body?
I'm feeling a bit relief.
Relief?
Yeah, a big relief.
Beautiful. Keep releasing. Keep breathing. Opening your heart more. Surrendering the hold. Surrendering the hold. To him, surrendering the hold in your heart and just allowing all that is to be. Just breathing and letting go. Will you allow yourself to receive deep, deep love? Saying yes sets it in motion.
In my jar, Mommy.
Yes.
Mommy,
Keep breathing. Letting go of the hold. Allowing what is to be. So you allow yourself to keep the lessons and learning that you've received from your relationship with him this lifetime and lifetimes in prior lives. Saying yes, that's an emotion. Candice was on a mobile and we've just lost her. She's just dropped out. So let us just play a short piece of music before we continue with the vibration of love. I don't normally read, but today I would like to share with you a very short piece from White Eagle, and the book's called On the Great Spirit, White Eagle and the Great Spirit. And it says, if you attune yourself to all good, to good vibration, the loving, aspiring vibration, your whole life is lived within the concentration of cosmic forces. And as a magnet, you draw to yourself conditions of powers like those you have awakened in yourselves. What you think, you become. The vibrations you set in motion by your thoughts make an impression on the ether and attract to you corresponding waves or forces which create certain conditions in your physical body and life. Begin your work for the brotherhood, sisterhood through your daily good thought. Think good. Be good. Think love. Become love. If you think harmony, you become harmony. Your progress begins with your own thought. Thoughts take form. See that your thought forms are created of goodness and beauty. God created all things by thought. You can remake your bodies, your lives, your happiness, your health, by the power of thought, your own thought. So when we attune to the vibration of love, of goodness, of happiness, of joy, we allow it and call more to us. That's why we send forth the light at the magical hours of 3, 6, 9 and 12. The prayer for humanity, which my version was earlier, but that we listen to, we perform every week. When you send forth the love, you receive more. When we send it to the earth, to the air, to the fire, to the water, we're also sending it to those aspects within our being. The earth being our physical, the air being our mental, the water being our emotional, and fire our ability to love and serve. As you give, you receive. What you vibrate, you create. So let us join together and raise in consciousness and perform and partake in a short meditation. Being very much connected underneath the ray of the six-pointed star, the Christ star, the star of love, balance and healing, we rise in consciousness and we begin to walk up a mountain path. We walk past the wildflowers. We feel the sun upon our shoulders and the wind blowing through our hair. We hear the sound of the babbling brook in the distance and we feel the damp grass and earth beneath our feet. With each step we become lighter, more peaceful, freer. And with measured steps, one foot after the other, centered and balanced within our heart, within our being, we reach the mountain peak, and on top of the mountain is a forest of pine trees that is in a circular configuration. And you walk into the center, and at the center is the beautiful, live, illuminated water well. But this water is like a waterfall. This well is like a waterfall. It is constantly flowing. And the water itself is liquid light, liquid life. As you place your hands in this waterfall, it cleanses every part of your being. Wash your face, your body, your legs and your feet. Liquid, golden light. Flooding and filling your being, illuminating your soul, creating harmony and love and peace to your being. And a band of white brethren join you and take you to be seated round a fire. And you feel as if you rise up a spiral of light. And the flames and the fire are steadied, but very large. It is a still, pure flame. And if you choose, you may enter into the flame without being burnt. Connecting very deeply with the flame at your heart. And as you sit around the fire, being very conscious of your feet, your seat upon the earth, you allow yourself to feel the essence of unity with these brethren of light. And as you allow yourself to feel unity with these brethren of light, you realize the unity within you with all life and all beings. Just allow the vibration of unity to fill your whole being, your heart, your lungs. And begin to rise in consciousness. And hand in hand with the brethren of light, you rise into the temple of divine love. And you are taken to a crystalline tablet at the center of the temple. And you are seated upon this tablet. And you see before you two aspects of love. One from the sun, sons of the flame. Feel and experience this energy of love. And then you connect as you see the angels of Venus of gentle, gentle love. Experiencing the pure, refined vibration of love. Now you allow the two vibrations of love, the more masculine and more feminine, to merge within your being, creating a new way to love. And you are now to help to stand to your feet. And you are taken out through the doors into a courtyard. And in this courtyard, you are surrounded by the most beautiful rose bushes. And at the center of the yard is a rose that is the size of a double bed. And as you lay in the center, you feel the gentleness, the softness of the petals. Of love, the scent of the rose, the exquisite gentleness and purity and sweetness of love. Breathe it in. You hear the sound, the note of love, if not with your ears, with your heart. You may choose to allow yourself to know that every cell within your being is radiating, vibrating, pulsating love. Receiving love, being love, hearing love, seeing love, feeling love, radiating love, pulsating love, divine love, to yourself and to all who you come in contact with. Divine wise love. It is now time to leave this garden. You slide down a ray of light until you find yourself standing on the mountain peak around the well, the waterfall well of water, of liquid light water within the pine tree. And again you wash your hands, your face, your head, your body, your feet. And the great beings of light anoint your feet, your hands, and your brow with the blessing of frankincense. Can you give your thanks? And begin to walk back down the mountain path, hearing the babbling brook, smelling the scent of the wildflowers, feeling the wind in your hair, the sun upon your shoulders, and the warm earth beneath your feet. And breathe more deeply, becoming very much aware of your surroundings, the seat beneath you, your feet upon the floor. And you breathe in the light and blessing that you've received through the crown of your head, into your skull, into your neck and throat, down your shoulders, arms, hands, fingers, down into your heart, your torso, your lungs, your ribs. Breathing the blessing down through your buttocks, base, through your legs, knees, shins, calves, ankles and feet, and into the earth. Remembering the feeling of love, the scent of love, sound of love, the feeling of love and unity. Now let us seal our centers with the silver equal-sided cross within a circle of light. We place this upon your crown, brow, throat, heart, solar plexus, spleen, sacral, the base of your spine. We breathe in light, coming up through the left foot, and on the in-breath, coming up the left side of your body, and on the out-breath, going down the right side, coming back underneath your feet to complete the circle. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. And seven. And see a spiral of light coming from deep within the earth through your left foot, spiraling around your body seven times clockwise to the crown of your head and straight down your spine back into the earth, grounding you completely. May the blessing of love and unity be upon your heart, your mind, your spirit and your soul. And may you remember the unity between you and another, and that you create the life that you see and experience, taking full responsibility of who you are and why you are here. You allow yourself to remember on every level of your being that you are divine love, and you are worthy of love now and forever. And may you allow it to be the focal point, the basis all that you do, always. Amen. So next week we shall meet at the same time. But before I leave, again I would like to read something from White Eagle, The Quiet Mind. We advise you to love not only other beings, but also the conditions of your life. Bear no resentment. Nothing happens out of order or by chance. And the great law brings those very conditions into your life which you need for your growth. So accept with love all that happens. Look for the lesson that has been sent to you to be learnt from the experience. Look up to God daily, hourly, and be filled with the divine light and love. It pours like a golden ray into the heart and head center, cleansing, healing, uplifting, steadying, and giving you control. May love be the focus of your life. Tracy Rhodes from Sailor Healing. Please pop on the link below. Download free gifts and please contact me for a reading, for a healing, for mentoring, for blessing, or just to say hello. Tracy Rhodes from Sailor Healing. Until next week, 12 o'clock Australian Eastern Standard Time. Keep shining. Much love and great strength to you. And may you remember you are loved. And you are loved.